Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sarve
Sarve
Tam
Tam
Anunir Jagmur
Anunir Jagmur
Brataraha
Brataraha
Krita
Krita
Nishchaya
Nishchaya
Kalina
Kalina
Adharma
Adharma
Mitrena
Mitrena
Drishtva
Drishtva
Sprishta
Sprishta
Praja
Praja
Bhuvi
Bhuvi
Sarve tam manu nirjagmur
Sarve tam manu nirjagmur
Bhratarah krita nishchaya
Bhratarah krita nishchaya
Kalina dharma mitrena
Kalina dharma mitrena
Drishtva sprishtah praja bhuvi
Drishtva sprishtah praja bhuvi
Sarve tam manu nirjagmur
Sarve tam manu nirjagmur
Bhratarah krita nishchaya
Bhratarah krita nishchaya
Kalina dharma mitrena
Kalina dharma mitrena
Drishtva sprishtah praja bhuvi
Drishtva sprishtah praja bhuvi
Sarve tam anu nirjagmur
Sarve tam anu nirjagmur
Bhratarah krita nishchaya
Bhratarah krita nishchaya
Kalina dharma mitrena
Kalina dharma mitrena
Drishtva sprishtah praja bhuvi
Drishtva sprishtah praja bhuvi
Sarve tam
anu nirjagmur
Sarve, all his younger brothers. Tam, him, Anunir Jagmu,
left home by following the elder.
Prataraha,
brothers,
Krita Nishchaya,
decidedly.
Kalina,
Kalina,
by the age of Kali,
Adharma,
principle of your religion,
Mitrena,
by the friend, Drishtva,
observing,
Sprishtaha,
having overtaken,
Prajaha,
all citizens.
Bhuvi, on the earth. Translation. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthir observed that the age of Kali had already arrived throughout the world and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected by irreligious practice. Therefore, they decided to follow in the footsteps of their elder brother.
This Kalina, you are reading Kalina Dharmena, Kalina Adharmena. These two A mixed together become Swar A, Sandhi. Kalina Dharmena. So, Kali means quarrel. Unnecessarily quarrel. Kalina, by the age of Kali, this is the age of Kali. There are four ages. Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. Degrading, gradually degrading. This nature's way is to degrade. That is the nature's way, time fact. Just like you construct a very nice house today, good looking, fresh, but by ages it will become old. Your body, my body, in youth age, it is very beautiful. And in due course of time, it will be ugly like me. So, this is the work of the time. Similarly, nature's way, there are four ages. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. Seasonal changes. So in the Satya Yuga, the religious principles are followed strictly. 100%. That is called Satya Yuga. And Treta Yuga, 25% reduced. That means 75% religious principle and 25% irreligious principle. And the Dwapara Yuga, 50-50. 50% religious and 50% irreligious. And the Kali Yuga, 75% irreligious and 25% religious. Gradually reducing to nil. No more religious. Then finished. Then there will be devastation. Again, Satya Yuga will begin. This is the way of change of Satya Yuga, Satya Treta, Dwapara, Kali. The duration of Satya Yuga is about 1800 thousands of years. 1800 thousands of years. Similarly, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, about 1200 thousands of years. Similarly, Dwapara Yuga, 800 thousands of years. And Kali Yuga, 400 thousands of years. This is the beginning of Kali Yuga. Out of 400 thousands of years, we have passed only 5,000 years. Not only 400,000, 432,000 of years. There is regular calculation in the Vedic Shastra. So out of that, we have passed 5,000 years. That Kali Yuga has begun just after the battle of Kurukshetra. So we have passed only 5,000 years of this Kali Yuga. There are still balance 427,000 of years. Still balance. So the Kali's friends, just like a man is known by his company, the Kali Yuga is the age of irreligion. Therefore, quarrel and fighting. Quarrel and fighting. Communal fighting. Unnecessarily, they will form a community, a group, all rascals, another group of rascals, and they will fight unnecessarily. Just like this nationalism. This is simply a group of rascals, that's all. Why rascal? Because irreligious, therefore rascal. So big men, big scientists, big, still they are rascal? Yes, they are still there rascal. Why? Because irreligious, they do not know what is God. Therefore they are rascal. This is the only test. Whether you know God, no sir, then you are rascal. That's all. No more test. One test. One test is sufficient. Whether you know God. Because this human life is meant for knowing God. This temple is meant for human beings. Not for the cats and dogs. So, if you do not know God. Then you are a rascal. You are exactly like the cats and dogs, that's all. This is the verdict. Now you can fight why you are calling me cats and dogs, but this is the, we are talking, following Krishna, the great authority. But what Krishna says, that is right. If you scrutinize by your logic, argument, philosophy, science, you'll find that Krishna is perfectly right. Therefore you accept Krishna. Unless Krishna is perfectly right, why should you accept Krishna? If he is ordinary rascal, then why? What is the use of reading his book, Bhagavad Gita? No. All the acharyas, all the saintly scholars, they have accepted. Therefore you have accepted. Because he is beyond all, I mean, it is false. What is the difference between ordinary man and a liberated man? Liberated. Man, not under the conditions of material nature. He is called liberated. Liberated means who is not conditioned by the laws of nature. He is called liberated. So Krishna is the liberated supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, he has no defects. And those who are just like we are not liberated. Therefore, we have got four defects. The four defects are that we commit mistake. Anyone, big man, he must commit mistake because he is not liberated. He is under the laws of material nature. Who is here in this meeting who can say that I have never committed any mistake? Is there anybody? However learned scholar you may be, commit mistake is inherent. Similarly, to become illusion. Illusion means to accept something which you are not, or which is not fact. That is called illusion. Just like sometimes we see that the sun is on the western side, but reflection is on the glass, and the glass is reflecting some light. So we are thinking the sun has come to the other side. We have got this experience. Sun is this side, reflecting, the sun shining, and on the glass or on mirror, and the same reflection is this side. So we are thinking the sun is this side. The sunlight is coming. That is called illusion. This is the example of illusion, which is not fact, but it is appearing. False thing appearing as true, that is called Maya. This is the explanation of Maya. Maya, Ma means not, Ya means this. Maya, what you are experiencing that is not, that is called Maya. A conditioned soul, a child will think that although the fact is sun is this side, by seeing the reflection, a child may say the sun is this side. That is called illusion. So we are all illusion because we accept this body as self. What are you? What you are? Oh, I am American. Why American? Because this is American born body. But I am not this body. But we accept. It is going on. This illusion is going on. Mistake is going on. And in spite of becoming illusion and mistaken, I am posing myself as great scholar, philosopher, scientist, therefore cheater. But I do not know the things because I am already illusion. And I commit mistake. And still I am proving that I am theologian, I am scientist, then change again. I say today something and tomorrow something else. Because I am mistaken, illusion. I must go on speaking like that nonsense. Today something, tomorrow something. And this is going on advancement. What is this advancement? If you do not know something as real, you say something today and tomorrow you say something, the same mistake. Again, day after tomorrow you say something. Where is your knowledge? There is no knowledge, but he's posing to be man of knowledge. He's getting Nobel Prize. This is called cheating. And people are, those who are cheated, they are accepting this cheating knowledge. Therefore, the whole human society is full of cheaters and cheated. Full of... So, Brahma, Pramad, Vipulapsa and Karunapata. Then if somebody says that why you are speaking that these men are cheaters and cheated and illusion and in Maya, then because these senses are imperfect. Because you are gathering knowledge by the senses. There are 5 senses acquire knowledge and the 5 senses act according to that knowledge. And these sense objects, there are sense objects. Just like you have got eyes, you have to see something objective. Roop, form. The knowledge acquired by the eyes is to understand the form. Similarly, the knowledge acquired by the ears is to acquire knowledge from the sound. Because physical means the sound, light, form, these things are physical things. So we have got senses to acquire knowledge. So 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 working senses, and 5 sense objects. And I am there. This is called 16 elements. And then a 5 material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and 5 subtle elements, 3, 8. So in this way, the whole world, this universe, cosmic manifestation, is a composition of these 8 elements, 24 elements. And beyond these 24 elements, I am the soul. And beyond myself, there is the super soul. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. So, without this knowledge, nobody is perfect. And without being perfect, if we hear from somebody who is not perfect, it is simply a waste of time. And that is the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Therefore it is said, Kalina adharma mitrena. Adharma mitrena. And the adharma mitra, this is the composition. Ignorance. Now the friends, which friend helps me to keep me in this perpetual ignorance? These are illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These 4 friends. You associate with these 4 friends, you'll be very easily advancing under the influence of Kali Yuga. This is the fact. Kalina dhanmena. So formally, the kings, the government man, king means the supreme executive head of government. They could understand that these things are now coming. drishtva, seeing practically. Because as soon as people are addicted to these four principles, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, where everyone can see, that means Kali Yuga. Drishtva. So how they saw? They saw the practical. They know how to see. Just like in the chemical laboratory, they see the characteristic of a certain thing, analyze, and they say, yes, it is perfect, it is not perfect. Because these things are wanting. So it is not pure, it is adulterated. Chemical examples. And if these characteristics are there, in every chemical book, every chemical has got some characteristic. Just like potassium cyanide, the chemical examiners have not experienced what is the taste. Because as soon as you taste, you finish. Potassium cyanide, you know this. So therefore, in the chemicals, there is no mention the taste of the potassium. Nobody has still tasted. So there is a Hindi word in India. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya abhi pastaya, jo na khaya abhi pastaya. There is a Dilli ka laddu. You make laddu. So, Dilli ka laddu, it is a very slang language. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya abhi pastaya, jo Dilli ka laddu is so made that one who has tasted it, he laments, and who has not tasted it, he laments. Both of them. So this potassium cyanide is like that, a chemical. The chemists, because they do not know what is the test, so they say, we do not know, it is analysis is imperfect. And those who have tested, they cannot say they have finished. So this is the position. So this Dilli ka laddu is referred to Dilli prostitute. Dilli ka laddu. So we do not wish to discuss these things. But so many things, not only prostitute, even sex life, it is like that. Anyone who has tested, he also laments, and who has not tested, he also laments. This is the position. This is the position. Janamaithunadigrahamedi sukham mithucham. Maithunadi. Maithunadi means sexual intercourse. Janamaithunadigrahamedi sukham mithucham. Kanvane nakarayu ribadukha dukham. It is a pleasure just like eating sensation. It is all described. Jana Maithunadi, a Grihamedhi. Grihamedhi means a so-called householder. House, there are two words, Grihamedhi and Grihastha. Grihastha means that is called ashram. Grihastha ashram. To live with wife and children, but the business is how to develop Krishna consciousness. That is Grihastha Ashram, as we recommend. And where there is no such attempt how to develop Krishna consciousness, simply living like cats and dogs, they have also sex life, they also produce children, they also eat, they also work. Such kind of life, household life, working day and night simply for sense pleasure, and at night they have got sense pleasure. That is also described in the Bhagavad. Diva charte haya rajan. At night, either sleep or enjoy sex life. And in daytime, simply work hard where to get money And as you get money, spend it for maintaining your family. Nidraya hiyate natram. Nidraya means sleeping. Hiyate, night is past. Nidraya hiyate natram. Babayana chababaya. Or one who has got facility to enjoy sex. So, night is past. One who has no, everyone has practically. But two things, sleep or sex. And then at daytime, charte haya, artha means money. Ihaya means trying for, to get it. Diva charte haya rajan. All right, they are getting money. Then, that's kutumba bharane inava. Spend it for kutumba, for the dependents, that's all. So finish. So where is the time for Krishna consciousness? That is called Grihamedi. But Grihastha means they will see whether every moment is utilized for Krishna. That is Grihastha. So human civilization means Grihastha, not Grihamedi. If you become Grihamedi, then you are cats and dogs. And if you become Grihastha, then you are nice, then you are advancing towards self-realization. That is required. Because the cats and dogs, they cannot become Grihastha. That is not possible. If you say, if you have got a dog, you get another female dog, my dear dog, you get your wife, live peacefully, chant Hare Krishna. No, sir, it is not possible. Because I am dog. Because I am dog, therefore I cannot be satisfied. I must find out another illicit sex and create towel, then pot things. Then fight, that is Kali Yuga. Unnecessarily create by illicit sex life enemy and then become killed and finish your life. That is called Grihamedi. Grihamedi. You require why? That's all I take. Why? There is no scarcity of why. Live peacefully. Chant Hare Krishna. No. I have got my wife. I want another. I am done. Like dogs. Yes. So the dog civilization cannot help us. This will not help us. Human life is meant for something else. Nayang deha, deha bhajang ani loki, kastan kaman arahati bhujang. Everything is discussed in Bhagavad. Therefore we request the whole human society to read these valuable books. Valuable. Oh, they're missing the opportunity. Let them read these books. Their life will be successful. So this human life is not meant for like dogs and cats and hogs. That is said in the Bhagavatam. You'll find in the fifth canto, fifth chapter, Rishabdev, every word is so valuable. Just like here in this verse, sarve tam aninirjagmu bhratara. How ideal brothers they are. My elder brother is retiring to the Himalayan side. All the brothers follow. When the elder brother was king, they acted. They did not fight. We are five brothers. Why you shall become king? I shall become king. No, there is no fight. All of them, the elder brother, Maharaj Yudhishthira, was enthroned, and the other brothers, they acted as commanders of the soldiers. One brother is going one side of the earth to fight, to subdue the rascals. There was fight to subdue the rascals, not for ambition, because he was emperor. So, that anyone who is doing wrong, irreligiously, go there and fight. That was fine. That is called Dharma Yuddha. Just like you can maintain police force, military force, what for? Whenever there is outlaws, go and punish them. That's it with the system. That's it with the military force is required. Violence is required. When there is irreligious, then they must be made religious. And because such government was there, that we have discussed during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, everything was peaceful, adhayabad. Even people did not suffer from excessive heat, excessive cold. This is also another punishment. Just like disease is punishment. Similarly, excessive heat and excessive cold is also punishment. That is not very good. But Yudhishthira Maharaj's time was such that did not feel, people did not feel. It is nature's punishment. Just like I was proposing to go to the, what is that? Place?
Africa?
Huh?
Africa?
No. Yes. Florida.
Miami.
So, Karanda said, now there also the temperature has reduced. It has come to 50 or something like that, 40. The temperature is high there. So, nature can change at any time. You are not controller of nature. You are under the control of nature. That we forget. This is our illusion. We are under the control of material nature fully, 100%, and still you are declaring independence. What kind of independence you have got? Any kind of independence can be finished by one kick of nature. And still you declare independent. You cannot be independent. When you go above the control of the material nature, then you can say independent. But they do not know that. And nature is controlled by God. That also they do not know. Nature, daividhisa gunamai mama maya durataya. Just like police force is under the control of the government. And you are under the control of police force. Everyone knows it. So, how you can get out of the police force when you are not a criminal? That's all. And who punishes you? The government, who is above the police force. Similarly, nature is like police force, this material nature. As soon as you become irreligious, making friendship with Koli and his friends, then you will be punished. There will be severe cold, there will be this blast, that blast, and no protection, and famine, pestilence, so many things. Nature can disturb you. Nature, that is called adhidaivik, which is beyond your control. Adhidaivik. If the Pacific Ocean, within a second, overflows your Los Angeles town, what you can do? What your scientists can do? Nothing, sir. But it can be done at any moment. What is the difficulty? One big wave, skyscraper building, all skyscraper will be finished. So that is called nature's disturbance. So there are other disturbances also. This is called natural disturbance. Then other disturbance is your body is the source of so many disturbances. If you don't feel nature's disturbances, then your body friend, which you have taken so friendly, that my body is everything, exercise, keep this body very perfect to eat meat and drink. But this body will give you trouble. The mind will give trouble. This is called adhyati. Everything is analyzed. adhyatmik and adhibhautik. You do not create any enemy, but you never will be enemy, unnecessarily. Your friend will be enemy. Your brother will be enemy. Your son will be enemy. There are so many instances. This is called adhibhautik. Somebody's dog, unnecessarily, you have seen, you are passing the road, and the dog is so faithful, he becomes your enemy. Yo, cow, cow, why you are passing here? Where passing? The mosquito will be enemy, the bugs will be enemy, the insects will be enemy. You go on killing with spray. So many enemies, so many trouble is being created. Who has created? The nature. You have got to create, but nature will create to give you disturbances. This is your position. And you are thinking, we are very happy. We are very happy in this material life. Nonsense rascals. So in the beginning I say all these rascals, so are they not rascals? They are harassed in so many ways. Still they are thinking we are making advance and we are happy. Just see. So are the whole situation is not full of rascals? They do not know. They are accepting unhappiness as happiness. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. Maya Mohitaji. And you cannot get out of this illusion and mistakes unless you surrender to Krishna. Devijesa agunamai mama maya durattaya mameva japrapadanti mayamitang taranti. This is the medicine. This is the only counteraction. You cannot. Suppose you are being harassed by the police. You are put into the prison house and so many ways you are being harassed by the criminal department. How you can get out? You simply file a petition. Sir, I am now experienced. I will never commit this criminal act. Kindly excuse me and get me released. That is the only way. Similarly, you can be very proud that I don't care for God. There is no God. I am God. You are God. You can go on talking nonsense like that. But the Maya will give you so much trouble. But if you are a sane man, then you will admit that this was a wrong thing. Please excuse me. And then it will be possible. But that is not possible, especially in this age. In Kali Yuga, the age is very strong and deteriorated, that in spite of our daily class, daily instruction, the Kali is so strong that capturing, please come under my control and be killed. Please come under my control, be killed. Yes, I'll go. This is going. So Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brother, they saw, now the Kali Yuga has begun. Drishtva and Srishtva, Praja, all the citizens and all the land. Now, we have done our duty. Now let us retire. The next king, Maharaj, is their grandchild, Maharaj Parikshit. He'll do his duty. So it is the duty of the king to see, to give protection from this onslaught of nature, to make the life successful. That is the duty of the king. That is the duty of the father. That is the duty of the spiritual master. That is the duty of friends and relatives. That one should cooperate. One should give protection. Just like these children are there, if the father, mother, and the teacher, they do not give these children protection, then what is their future, hope? So unnecessarily, so-called education will not help. Let them become Krishna conscious. That is the duty of the government. Just like we are now speaking on this slogan, in God we trust. Is that the slogan? In God we trust? So this is a slogan, but it is the duty of the government that we are using this slogan, but actually what we are doing about people's education, that they may know what is God and then trust. Everyone is godless. And still, as a matter of fashion, we are writing in God we trust. This is another cheating. Nobody trusts in God, and they write in God we trust. And unless I write, of course, I do not wish to say very harsh word, then unless I cheat in that way, how a man will accept one piece of paper at $1,000? You see, it is a grand cheating that I am giving $1,000. But if I value, it is not even one farthing. This is called Maya. It is not, but I accept. If people become alert, no, you are not going to accept this piece of paper as $1,000. You must have gold. So many things will be solved immediately. So many things. But because we agreed to be cheated, the cheaters are cheating and things are going on wrong. This is called Kali Yuga. Thank you very much.